I'm David.
And I'm Courtney.
And welcome to Room to Roam, a podcast about parenthood and relationships.
And all the shit in between.
And we're back with another episode of Room to Roam. We have Jordan Raquel Miller here to join us, sit and chat about some fun stuff about taking care of yourselves and each other throughout the relationship and pregnancy and as parents. And so thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The world's best neighbors who left us.
I know.
We're still sad over here. It's fine.
I know.
Yeah, really sad.
When you guys said you were moving to Oregon, and before we asked about Milwaukee or whatever, you guys told us, I was like, maybe close to us.
You guys are in...
We're in Troutdale.
I was, when we were still zillowing cities, I was like, well, Jordan Raquel are in Troutdale.
A little too far.
I like Troutdale a lot.
Yeah,
really?
Surprising.
Just wanting for wine to be close. Like, we wanted to stay in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where we are in Troutdale is really nice because it's, like, right off of the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's, like, it's...
Like, off of 84?
Right off of 84. Okay. So it's, like, really easy to get to. And then, like, the traffic is amazing. Like,
really?
Like, once you get off, like, past 205, there's, like, no traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. It flows. Unless there's, you know... Something happens, but I take Marine Drive to work every day,
yeah.
And it's like it's so it's
cruising,
like, yeah, so therapeutic. Just the river, it's pretty much the same like every day, like nothing takes too long.
You guys like so the town itself?
Yeah, it's super cute. Yeah, and it's close to Gresham.
A lot of everything.
Now,
yeah.
So it's got a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But think about it, like us coming back from Sweet Home.
Yeah.
There's
anything's better. Like, just like, I'm like, oh, there's everything here. Jordan's like, yeah, it's like living back in the normal, like, city.
But, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys were when we first moved here, we had these other neighbors that we didn't really talk to very much. They were very nice. and
they
left.
Were not you guys.
Weren't you guys. And then they left, and then you guys bought the house, and you guys were our neighbors for, felt like a short period of time. But we had a lot of memories in that short period of time that I'm excited to talk about. But then you guys moved and live in Troutdale now. And so.
Oh, we found out we were like, career twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, something happened. I got your mail, David, and mm-hmm. then I was like, came over and we started talking, and I was like, babe, this is literally you living next door. Like, mm-hmm. what the heck? You have to meet him. He plays basketball. Like, he's a school counselor. Like, it's crazy. And he's like, oh my God.
And we were so excited.
Of color.
Yeah. And we were so excited. We're like, yes, we have neighbors that we love, and we can hang out with them. We've got drinks a couple times. Like, oh, this could be something. And then they fucking moved.
I was going to say, you guys were here like a year?
Yeah, a little over a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Well, maybe we can start by like sharing just a little bit. Each of you kind of share about yourself, like where you're from, a little bit about you. And then I'd love to hear about how you guys met.
Yeah, we want the deets.
We never told you?
No. Maybe you told us at Margarita Factory, maybe. But yeah. I only have vague memories
of
it.
First,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm originally from California, so moved up here for college 12, 13 years ago, which seems kind of crazy.
Wow,
that seems like a long time. And met Jordan, and then, I work in HR. I'm a mama of two.
Yes.
Two home births, which you guys got to hear the joys of.
I got to hear one of them. We'll talk about that for sure.
Yeah, and so, but I love Oregon, or I love being up in the Northwest. I would never go back to California again, but yeah.
I grew up here in Vancouver, Washington.
Great place.
Great place. I mean, honestly, like, in where we are now is just, like, where I grew up. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was running these streets over here, down there, the 9866R2. I don't know if
we're 662 here.
I grew up here, went to 4 different elementary schools, 1 middle school, 2 high schools.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys are kind of similar in that way, too. Yeah. To a bunch of different elementary schools.
Yeah.
So, hey, we twins. Right? I really enjoyed it, you know. Like, got, like, a good solid group out here. Athlete. I love competing. I love competing to get better and, like, helping other people get better and just, mm-hmm. like, just getting better, like just having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so like I don't feel like I have anything to prove, but you know, if I can get better, let's do it. So that's like my athletic mindset. And then went down to Eugene, met my wife.
Your lovely wife.
My lovely.
Say the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever seen that meme where it's like, oh, what
don't
is
go
it?
Off script. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's like.
She's like, I gave you specific talking points.
It's like, is she controlling? Tell her I'm not controlling. She's not controlling at all. No, she's amazing. Like, honestly, I sent out a message to the fam and friends telling them, like, I'm the luckiest one out of all you guys, just to rub it in their face. Oh. No, she's the best. But yeah, I did that, and then we went traveling after that.
Yeah,
together.
We did, yeah.
After Eugene, we just kind of traveled a little bit and lived different places. So.
Yeah, so we met, this year will be our 12th year together.
Whoa.
Wow.
7 years married.
Whoa.
So coming up on some pretty cool milestones in our life, which
yeah,
is buddy. Crazy. I feel like I've been with you for like most of my life. Like
a third.
In a relationship, mm-hmm. which is just wild.
Well, that is weird to think about.
So we met freshman year of college. We met at this lovely, we went to Northwest Christian, which is now Bushnell University, which is weird.
Did the Bushnell family buy it?
I don't know.
They put the most money into it.
I'm assuming. Everyone knows I'm a big Bachelor, Bachelorette fan, and Lauren Bushnell is from West Lynn, and her last name's Bushnell, and she's now married to Chris Lane, the country music artist.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, did they buy it?
Didn't know that.
That could be all true, yeah.
Maybe.
NCU will probably take any money they can get. Highest bidder.
Highest bidder.
And so, but yeah, we met there. Kind of a cool story. Well, I think Jordan planned it, I guess, is what he says.
I mean, so at the time I did have like a high school girlfriend, which I don't know. Looking back,
sure,
I'm like, you know, what is that? But, you know, so I mean, like, I can't say that my brother and his wife have been together since high school.
It means more to others than to them. Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, at the time I had one, and then I seen her, you know, the place was called the Quad, you know, it's like this big grass area, and I seen this curly head. Curly headed cutie over there
with my big old luggage coming for a weekend.
You know, I was like, oh, she's definitely from California for sure, bringing everything for this two.
She's got like a suitcase the size of her, and she's coming for a weekend.
Yeah,
so I saw her and I was like, oh damn, I'm in trouble
just from seeing her across the quad.
You had excuse me miss Chris Brown come up.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So
nice vocals,
you know, fast
right?
forward. No, for sure. Fast forward like a few hours later, I hit her with the Goofy movie.
Ooh.
You know, Roxanne. Uh-huh. Bump into her.
Oh my god.
Drop
well,
her stuff.
What a good reference.
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't pay attention to anything, literally. And
I've learned that.
I'm carrying all these papers, trying to pull my luggage, and I'm just like walking backwards for some reason, and I hit something. And all my stuff falls. Aww. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. And so I'm like, don't even look at the person I bumped into. I don't really even care.
Like your whole luggage fell open?
No, all my papers in my hands.
Okay. We had like packets from
orientation. And I put my stood my luggage up, and then I'm like, didn't even look at the person. I'm just like trying to pick my stuff up because I'm so embarrassed. And then I keep looking, and I'm like, wow, he's tall. And I'm like, oh, and he's cute. And then I was
checkbox one, checkbox two.
Like, oh my gosh. And so then I'm like really flustered, and my dad is with me because
I knew that too. I saw the dad. I was like, oh, okay, it's going
to
be hard.
Like, I'm going to back it up a little bit.
Little daddy's girl over here.
And so I like pick my stuff up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And he was like, sorry. And then I like went off with my night or whatever, but I couldn't stop like staring at him because we went golfing as a group like later on, and then we also hung out in the dorms to like experience stuff, and we were playing, what was that game?
Mafia.
Which that was my first time ever playing.
But like lights out, slitting each other's throat, Mafia, because I know the Christians get down with the card game one.
Yeah.
We play the real dirty deep, like slit each other's throat, Mafia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we did not play that.
Well, it's another thing you guys have in common. Mafia, when you first hang out, that's what we played.
That's
well, that is weird.
Wow, that's weird.
But I didn't know how to play, but then I was just like, would catch myself opening my eyes and staring at him, and then one time he looked me dead in the eyes, and I was like, oh,
I think
and close my eyes.
I caught her a couple of times. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get her this time. I see you looking. I look. I was like, oh.
Are you closing your eyes?
I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like so nervous. Then I went home and I was like, told my cousin. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's really cute. He's so tall. I think he definitely plays basketball, which is like so like bad of me funny. To assume.
I was like third shortest guy on the team.
Really?
Yeah, at the time.
And yeah, we became really good friends that first year of college. I was really mean to him. Absolutely mean to him. Mm. And we became really, really good friends. And we were leaving. And right before I left, because I took a year off, like a gap year, my sophomore year. And when I was leaving, my parents were packing me up. And right before I told Jordan I had feelings for him, but he was like kind of with somebody. And not like ready, or he said he's not ready to date. Whatever. So then I just left, and my mom was like, oh, that kid really likes you. Like, he really likes you. You could like tell. And I was like, no, he's just a friend. Whatever. And then that summer.
So she don't pay attention to too much. I should have known from then. Like, she doesn't pay attention.
And then I was coming back that like fall to visit my best friend because she also went to the school. And Jordan and I like kept in touch, and then we made it official when I came back for his birthday in like September, October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think what it was I went to the outlet malls with my aunt that summer, and I sent her some like, which Gucci shoes should I wear?
Oh my God.
So then she knew.
I rolled
her. I knew he was.
No, just that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we've been together since, and. Yeah. It's been fun and hard and all the things.
Two babies. Can't forget them. One of them has ran through this house many a time.
He is a rampage. Like, he just takes everything.
He's even more of a performer since.
Really? Yeah, since you last seen him.
What, like, is he now four? Okay.
And Connor's two. And you guys, one kid is easy. I know it doesn't seem like it. As you're like sitting in it in these moments. But you don't realize it until you have the second kid, like, oh shit.
Yeah, how was that transition?
It's a lot. At first it's not. I think it kinda like punches you in the face.
Yeah, you don't know when it's gonna come.
Like when the second baby's really little, you're like, we can do this.
It's super easy because like they're chill, like they don't really know how to roll, they're not moving, so you're like
you can still sit them somewhere and not have to worry and take care of the other one and then come back.
Okay. Yeah. It's not as bad.
Okay. Then what age did it get, like, I just feel like something
punched the second Kano turned one, it just, like, was, like, because she could start moving at that point, and then they started hitting each other, and then,
oh, God,
she starts talking, and then they're just, like, it's just a lot, and then she starts going through regressions, right, and then Langston starts going through regressions, and so it's just, like, all piles on.
Perfect storm.
Yeah.
It is.
It's kind of, like, when, we had them pretty close, I mean, they're only, like, 2 years apart, so. Yeah. No, even Langston's still not like, he won't tell you exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, we hear a thud, like another cry. You're like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, Langston's like, And then like, the 1 year old can't really explain to you what happened either.
And she's just crying, pointing at him. He's like, no, Conan did it. We're like, oh my gosh.
So everyone's like, just pointing at each other. What? It's like the Spider-Man situation.
Yeah.
And that's when, the ring cameras start popping up. Just like, you need to know what happened.
And you got a ring camera in your living room. You got one in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play it. And he's sitting there like watching it. And then he's like, right when he knows he's about to get in trouble.
Wait,
I was an accident.
Mom, it doesn't look the way you're looking. Okay, let me tell you
what happened was.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So.
Oh, cuties.
Yeah, but they're cute. It's hard. But, I think as they get older, we'll enjoy how close they are. Because my brother and I were 5 years apart. His sister and him are 5 years apart.
And they're, three? Three and a half?
No, they're two.
Oh, they're 2 years apart?
They're 2 years apart. Yeah, almost exactly. Like, 2 years and a month and a half or so apart. And so...
And you like that age gap? Inquiring minds want to know.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Did you want closer?
We did. We specifically wanted this.
See? People like close together. Because you need to do things the same as Jordan. So
I'm like, it's you just got to prepare. Like, and you don't know. Like, I think everyone's got something different, honestly. Yeah. Because I know some people that, they have, like, the same age kid as, like, a 4-year-old, and then their next kid is like 8 or their next kid is like 10.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so they could like, we're like a little bit more helpful or like, you know, then they can, you know, we go over to the friend's house like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is doing this and then they went like that. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
So then, you know, like that part can kind of be nice, but then like, you know, like I said, it's, you know, our youngest are 5 years apart, but then like me and my brother are 2 years apart and we're just like, you know, we always just pick up right where we left off.
Yeah.
And it's like, we definitely had our issues growing up, but then it was like we were always really close. Like, you know, we were always doing something similar, you know, and
I could kind of tell him,
like, oh, hey, don't do this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, try it like this. Mm-hmm. Like, this way doesn't work. You know, so. Whereas my sister was like, even though we're 5 years apart, you know, in the adult world, that's not bad. But as like kids, it's like,
yeah, it's a lot as a kid.
It's a lot as a kid. So it's like, I'm like, I forget what she's going through. She's like, doesn't trust what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, you know, certain things. They're just like not as close.
But now as adults, it's a different situation, right? But when you're like growing up, it's so much different. You're going through way different things.
Now we talk and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll try that. Yeah, it's like way more.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, so being like a girl and then having my youngest brother, I was very motherly, right? So I feel like a part of me, like, I just like, I up and left him when I left to college, right? And so then he was like home alone. My other brother was gone. And so it's like an only child all over again. And so for me, I was like, I don't want any of our kids to experience that. Like, whether we have a boy or a girl first. And so I was very adamant about having kids, like no more than 3 years apart.
Yeah.
But now that we're in it, I'm like, damn, should we have waited another year? You know? But,
you're Jordan's twin, not Raquel. Yeah. Okay.
But overall, I think it'll be really nice in the end. I think that, you know, these are just phases and man, when they're good, they're good. And well, they're so cute.
Yeah, my sister and I are 22 months apart in age, my younger sister, and we're best friends. I mean, we just have daughters together. Like, we seem to be doing things all on the same trajectory. As David pointed out this morning, we've, like, bought houses at similar times, had weddings at similar times, had our first babies at similar times. That's so funny.
I'll say this, is like, my brother and I are kind of, like, pretty similar. I mean, we started dating our wives around similar times. We,
got married a year apart.
And then, like, even like purchasing property, like, I think I made some of this, like, I don't know, this might not be the best term, but mistakes.
Yeah.
Honestly, but
trial and error for your brother.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, yo, you should try this. Like, if you can find something, do it. And they did. And so, like, they're building. So they kind of did that. And then we kind of started doing it afterwards when we kind of got out of.
You show all the lessons and stuff for him, right?
And then so even like, you know, with kids, I was like, hey, have kids when you're ready. Like, don't
just because everyone else is doing it.
Don't do it because, like, you know, I think we had some conversations, like, he, like, really wanted it. And I'm like, yo, it changes everything.
Oh, absolutely.
It's hard work.
We were just talking about it this morning. It seems like, I'm like, do we rush into having kids? Sometimes I think through that, right? And I'm like, we didn't even get married until 5 years into dating, our relationship, you know what I mean? And then 3 years after that, we had Langston. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that's 8 years. Like, we did not definitely rush into this, you know? And so I think no matter what, like, so now we're 2 years, like, we have two kids deep, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're like, you know, the chaos, we don't get a lot of self-care, which, you know, we'll talk more about, just because of the nature of our life at the moment. But at some point, it's like, It changes everything, but it's not forever. It's just a phase, you know?
It's also, like, when I think about it, too, it's, like, some of the other choices we made in our life, you know, not just having kids, but, like, what we decided to do, like, where we decided to be and stuff. So, like, those choices, too, like, have an impact on that.
It's also, like, the amount of years, no matter what you do, I don't think you can be prepared for the first one.
Oh my God,
like, there's so many things, and we talk about it so much. Obviously, we started a podcast because of it, like... You just have no clue.
No,
and
absolutely
you,
not.
You could say flippant things all you want. I said I would not co-sleep. No. Absolutely not. Hard pass. I was so anxious. Guess who sleeps right next to me every night?
Yeah.
Lil Rome.
Yeah.
And I'm totally fine with it. Like, you know,
absolutely.
There's
our
no
kids,
way to prepare.
Our kids are 2 and 4, and we hear it, bump, 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 bump. And we're like, oh, here comes Kana. We, like, know their footsteps. Like, and she's just, like, waiting at the end of the bed for us.
Kana's funny, because she'll come in, da-da-da-da. boom.
Yeah, she bangs the door.
Mom, got it, I'm ready.
And her hair is crazy. And so sometimes, I'd be getting scared. I'm like, girl, something's coming at me.
I definitely, like, I think probably a couple nights ago, I rolled over. And for some reason, I was like, what's that? Okay. Right there, just like, oh.
It's the baby.
Yeah, but then to this, I think even this morning, it was like the best because I like, all of a sudden I just feel someone like rubbing my arm like this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm laying there just rubbing my arm, and I'm like, who's that? And it's just kind of half asleep, just rubbing my arm.
Stop.
Like, oh, okay, come on.
And it's like, you know, our parents are always like, get them out of your bed, which is true, you know.
Sure, obviously.
I obviously want them out of my bed. He wants them out of our bed. Yeah. But at the same time,
I'll
like...
listen to my parents.
But at what cost? Like, am I going to lose sleep and fight with them and, like, cause them stress? Mm, no.
No. And I'm too lazy, I really am, to just, like, oh, they came into the bed. Now we need to pick them up and go put them back in their
into
bed.
Their,
I'm just so lazy. And so I don't ever do it. Jordan will. He's better at it than
I am. I'll check the time. I'm like...
Is it worth 30? It?
No.
Exactly.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. But if it's 3, okay, we'll just keep them in for 2 more hours.
Like 1 a.m. is like, I'll do it after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
After like 1:05, I'm like, whatever.
Wait till they figure that out. They're like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to go in.
At 2 a.m., I know that's keeping me.
1:10, I'm going to go in there and crawl in. And
they know. But you know, and Langston's 4, like how much longer is he really going to be coming to our bed?
Yeah.
How much longer is he going to want to cuddle us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
you don't
so it's
lose
like,
that.
We only have so much more time.
I've heard some stories, but.
I did
they
have.
They seem like outliers.
I did have a cousin who slept in his mom's bed for over the appropriate time.
Yeah.
But
gotcha.
Hopefully we won't get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, we tried sleep training
right
back in April,
months.
Right when I started leave. We got four days in.
We did a total of, 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days. First 3 days were like great. We were like, yes, fuck yeah. She's sleeping, falling asleep, sleeping the whole night. And then 4 and 5 were off and on. Like we were getting up every like hour, 45 minutes, trying to get her back to sleep. And then halfway through, we'd be like, never mind. We were just like, you know what? Fuck
it. I think David, I might have already said this on the podcast before, but David found me laying on the floor with her.
Yeah.
At like midnight. She was wide awake, giggling, and I was laying there like, I'm just so tired.
And I was like,
we can't
do
bring
this.
Her to our room. And he was like, we're going to our room. She'll sleep.
Yeah,
I was like, we'll try this again later. We'll try it again next month and see what.
Yeah, it's Langston co slept for a whole year.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like there was no way you could convince me as a mom to be like, and that was just my own personal thing. I just wanted him next to me. I wanted to make sure he was breathing and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I was so anxious and I wanted to get that little thing that wraps around their ankle, but I never did.
Oh, yeah, the outlet. I've heard it causes more anxiety.
Exactly. And so I was just like, fuck it. I want my baby next to me.
Yep.
So for a whole year, I decided to have him next to me. And it did great. He was a good sleeper.
She's a great sleeper.
Yeah.
In her bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
and
lovely.
We didn't even have that little, like, bassinet thingy. He slept fine. I was worried because I roll a lot and move. I was worried I was going to suffocate him. And it was fine. And then, man, was sleep training him so difficult.
Oh, my.
I think we tried it right at the year and we put him into his crib and he cried from like 8 p.m. to like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we, for every 15 minutes, we would go and soothe him and put him back. And at some point I was like, we were looking up videos, like, how do you sleep train your child? Cause we were just getting so delirious and like, it was so sad.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, F it, who cares? And then, you know, every day we did try, and then at some point, like, by the 4th or 5th day, the time got lower.
And you know what, too? So, like, we got, like, pretty good at one point. Like, he was like, putting himself to sleep.
Yeah,
like, oh,
he was
good night,
yeah.
You know, after, like, 1 year old. And, like, so, I mean, it was a lot of hard work. And then...
we had a lot of transition in our life.
Family
happened. Yeah.
Then
so we had
they
family
came
staying
over,
with us.
And then it's like, can we just... And I'm like...
And then that changed everything.
Just do it.
Because then our bedtime's not 8:30, it's 10. You
then,
know what I mean? And it really does affect him. So we just kept him in our bed.
Yeah.
But now he sleeps fine in his bed. He comes to our room in the middle of the night. But overall, like, we're at a point where they both go lay in their bed.
You have at least a couple hours at the end of the night just to see yourselves.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, it's like they're in their bed and we're like, okay, we love you guys. Our noise machine's on. their little lights on.
Are they still
on.
Sharing a room?
Yeah.
Ew.
And so they have the same beds, different bedding. And so mm-hmm. we had two different beds, and that was a whole thing.
His bed's better than...
Yeah. Cannot do that, so...
Even at the young age, it's just...
Kana's bed was a lot smaller because it was a toddler bed, and she was, like, always trying to sleep in his bed. So we were like, okay, gotta get the same bed.
Yeah.
So now we close the door. Okay, good night. And then we were like, see you tomorrow. And then we see
someone
them at...
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. We see them at 1 a.m.
Yeah, 1 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we get a little bit of time to ourselves, which is nice.
Good.
Well, how did that, like, shift, like, self-care? I guess we were kind of self-care. We asked, like, people, you know, on our Instagram page, like, what does self-care look like for them? So I'm curious for you individually, what does self-care look like for you guys individually? And then together, what does self-care look like?
And do you practice it?
I am bad at self-care, but... Mm. Why the face?
No, I mean...
He's like...
Yeah, you are.
Yes, yes, correct. You are.
I am, like, definitely someone who will, like, take care of everybody before, like, I am even, like, taken care of.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of me. But I do, like... I've recently started to do, like, more crafts and... So I like sewing. I love doing, like, epoxy art and, like, stuff like that. And so... I'm not very, like, social, you know what I mean? I'm pretty introverted, and so, like, going out with people and things like that is, like, probably, like, on the lowest that I would do of self-care, unless
yeah,
it's with
more
my
like
best friend.
A task or an event,
we,
not, like,
we went to the park, and, you know, like, 35 minutes into the park, she's like, can we go?
this isn't coming for me.
We've been here for a long time.
I gotta go.
There's so many people.
We haven't
got to the swings yet.
But, so I like to do that, and Jordan allows me, like, time to, you know, he'll take care of the kids and stuff like that if need be, so I can do that, which is nice,
yeah.
And so, but, you know, our life isn't always set up to be able to partake in self-care, especially this phase of our life, but that's what I like to do. I also love binge-watching TV, which Jordan's like, babe, that's probably not the best way, like, to just sit in front of the TV. But those are the things I like to do.
Yeah. For me, to be honest, my self-care that I do is I try to build myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because there's a lot of things that can bring you down. Like, you know, a lot of things that can happen. And you're like, oh, I should have done that. I should have done that. Or, oh, I let them down. Or I said I would do this and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, you guys experienced firsthand. Like, oh, yeah, we can be there.
We let
like,
people
you know,
down
with,
a lot when it
yeah,
comes to that.
You know, having two kids and it's like on a weekend, too, you know, it's just, I mean, things just happen. You know, it's like with their potty training. And so, you know, you're dealing with wet pants and stuff.
And
so, you know,
when you're in traffic.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of like, you know, even with work and then even like together, it's like a lot of things can bring you down. But so like. To be honest, I really like I'm a G.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I just tell myself that.
Yeah,
I like build
love
myself
it.
Up.
Yeah, the positive
stuff.
Yeah, positive self-talk. Let's
go. So I do that quite a bit. And then, yeah, I mean, as much as I would, you know, like I haven't said anything on the third because I'm like, I can't commit to coming Mondays, you know. But I'd love to like play basketball again or anything like that. But you know, like physical and stuff, but. You know, right now I'm coaching track too, so I kind of have
Central Catholic, right?
Yeah,
y'all are twins. Yeah.
He coaches.
He, I'm not near Mike. He did. He does. He's on not coaching this season because he's on paternity.
Should,
but yes,
you should see if he'll coach at Central if I. All
right.
What do you What do you coach?
Throws.
Nice.
Yeah, so jab, discus, shot. It's fun. I like it a lot. I'm not. You know, I threw in college. I threw discus in college.
Oh, nice.
I really enjoyed it. Did all right. And then, like in high school, I did a lot of track too. I did jumps in like the 400 and 800.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say track's like runs. Like your dad did stuff, right?
Yeah.
Your aunt did stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're good track athletes.
So like sports
too.
In general,
yeah.
Kind of a big self care for you.
Yeah, for sure. Just playing games. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm so out of shape because, you know, I was playing against a fifth grader.
Oh my God, babe, don't
be even here. Tell me more.
No, so I mean, the part that, you know, I shouldn't be upset, but I was.
Oh, yeah. It's that pride.
Yeah. Cause, so I beat him. But the kid said,
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? That's what we're playing.
Pretty much, you know, it's like, as a, you know, when you play ball, it's like, you gotta rise up, you know, I can't let you beat me.
Mm-hmm. You gotta give him like carrot, like, hey, good job. Yeah. I'm gonna build you up. Good job. But you're not gonna beat me. And then when I say, it's okay, how do we deal with loss? Let me help you deal with that.
Yeah.
But watch, know your place.
Exactly. One of my favorite things was like, you know, one of the teachers was like, I told the kids that they beat me in the race that I would give them no more homework for the year. He just smoked them. He's like, hey, they got to know their place.
Yeah. So keep working hard. Eventually you'll have no homework.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I played them and I was like, oh, okay, I got the game. He's like, no, it's still 4-3 or something. Like, I was like, I was tired. I'm out of gas. I was like, man, I can't. I felt a little disappointed because I'm like, damn, I need to get in better shape.
Oh, man.
Because I can't even, like, just, like, halfway do it and keep it up with a fifth grader.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Yeah. That's a hard one.
Yeah, increasing that self-care. I keep telling myself I'm going to go in there and just start, like, just shooting, like, just practicing my form again. Because, you know, I get there early enough in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, the gym's open always, so. Yeah. You know, I'm definitely going to start doing that.
Yeah, we got a special guest here this episode. Rome's joining us. Rome, what do you do for self-care?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you eat, sleep. Wow. Learning how to roll.
I love those boobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't go too far. You and your dad.
Courtney, what do you do for self-care? What are some things that you do?
I like to read. Like, get lost in a book. I also journal. I also like to binge watch a show. So it really bums me out when David finds a show that we both like, because then I'm like, oh, I have to wait for you.
Yes.
Because he likes to, like, take breaks. He doesn't like to binge. I force him to binge.
It depends on the show. If it's a show that's, like, exciting that I can get into, I'll binge it. But if it's, like, a slow show, like, a slow burner.
Like, I don't think he would have binged yesterday's show with me if it hadn't been for me.
Yeah.
But I was like, we're binging this.
No choice.
Yeah, no choice. Working out. I mean, we got rollerblades last year, and I was so excited. And then I got pregnant, and I was like, I'm not coordinated enough to rollerblade pregnant. So haven't done that yet. But either. Now that the weather's getting nice, what did you just say?
I'm not safe either. I was like, I'm glad you didn't.
Do you know what people do while pregnant? There was a girl on Dancing with the Stars this year who like was like super pregnant and still like a professional dancing. Like,
yeah,
people do crazy
rollerblades
things.
And dancing is different. Those are different things.
Lifted in the air. This is like professional ballroom dancing.
Yeah, you're talking about rollerblading on this gravel road. This bumpy road. Literally.
Well, Rome has made it. She's safe.
I remember when we first got the rollerblades, you put them on, and then you tried to roll down initially, and you fell.
Well, we went down a hill, and it was really fast. We went down our driveway.
With our driveway?
No, we went down that hill over out there, and we were on by the fence line, and I was like nervous because I started picking up speed, so I grabbed the fence with only one arm, and it slid my whole body up.
Who knew momentum and gravity?
I got stuck real hard.
Newton's law of physics: emotion stays in motion.
David, what do you do for self-care besides making fun of your wife?
Oh my God, it is like they're twins.
Yes, all he does.
I like moving a lot, like move my body around. So like I do flag football.
Yeah.
I'm in a flag football league, adult league. And so I do that every Sunday. And that's like something I look forward to every Sunday because it helps like that competitive likeness nature. And, so I do that as well. And I play basketball, like open gym on Mondays. And that's been really helpful since that started. Because it helps me like also like being active helps me sleep. Started working out again. What's weird is like when we were younger, I guess I'll speak for just myself. Like working out was just like, oh yeah, this is easy, this is fun. I love doing that. Yeah, let's get swole. Let's do this. And now like I get up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I want
to
lay
in
bed.
Really trying to motivate.
Yeah. So really trying to self motivate myself. I've been really proud the last like 2 months. I have been, consistently, but it's just like, I hate that. But football and basketball, love it. I'll do that all day. Mm-hmm. I get my energy from being social and being around people.
So the opposite.
I like being around people. I get energy from that. And so, like, going on adventures, like, doing things with people to a point, and then I start to deplete, and then being by myself is really helpful. But I'm being around people first, build energy, and then there's this point where I'm like draining, and then being by myself, and then like I recover. But I used to like video games. That was kind of a big thing that I did, playing video games. I have all these video games that I don't really use as much. I think my self-care has changed over time.
Yeah.
But yeah, being active, socializing, being around people. And now that I got this little one, I'm excited to, like, as she gets older, to be able to go, like, yeah, go to the park and do stuff. I think she's going to be super energetic and go on adventures and stuff as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what I do to take care of myself.
Nice.
Yeah. What makes it hard for you guys to do your self-care? Like, I know you're saying, Raquel, like, it's something that's hard, but, like, what makes it hard right now?
Well, so my, like, I think logistically, right, because at least I think that's what makes it hard for us, because my family lives in LA or California, right?
Gotcha.
Jordan's mom and stepdad live in Hawaii.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then we do have some family here, but the family we do have here, like, they are busy as well, right?
Like, have their own kids or, like, stuff going on.
Yeah, okay. Like, Jordan's dad, they have a kid who's, like, he's very involved in basketball, you know. Yeah. He's younger, so they have a lot of obligations. And then Nellie and Isaiah, Jordan's
brother, like, sister-in-law.
She has a business and they work a lot, you know what I mean? He's a nurse, and so that's, like, not always, like, a very regular schedule. And then my sister-in-law helps a ton, but also, too, we don't want to, like, burn out the one person we do use a lot, you know?
To come watch the kids.
And it's different to be, like, one kid, here you go, to be, like, two kids.
Yeah.
So, like, your perspective changes a lot. Like, with Langston, we had a lot more flexibility because I feel like we were okay with, like, pawning our kid off, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But now with two, and they're both, like, very active and very wild and high, high, high energy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, shit. Okay. We're, like, very strategic about when we, like, give our kids away to people to watch. And so because of that, and we are further now. We live in Troutdale, which isn't, like, the closest to all the people who are in Gladstone and Vancouver, you know?
Totally.
And so it's, like, a little bit harder to be like, oh, we have the time to do this. And then when we do have time, like, we do want to, like, I work a lot. Jordan is occupied with track right now, you know what I mean? So when we do have time, it's like, okay, now we want to spend it together.
Yeah. And it's so not, like, just your individual self-care.
Exactly.
You're like, well, I want to be with you, though.
Yeah. So so that it's just a phase, I think. But ideally, we'd love to, like, focus a lot more on that. We've talked about that a lot, so.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah. I mean, what does that self-care look together? Like, what are things that you guys do together that kind of help you?
Yeah, does Jordan binge watch with
your
you?
Your relationship, I refuel that relationship or that fire or whatever you want to call it.
I think I've over-binged Jordan.
I can't do another drama show.
It's
the same thing to me every time.
Yeah, after being together for so long, like, I think I was able to convince him pretty early on in the beginning to be like, hey, let's binge this show, and he would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was trying to earn some brownie points.
Probably.
But
after bumping into him.
Yeah. But now he's like, nah. Unless we're both really into this show, there's no way we're binge watching it. So I can't convince him to do that.
If it's on CW, I'm not watching.
But you will watch all. He does. Okay. I will give this to you. He knows.
All American?
Christmas time is my time.
Oh.
And so he'll watch all my Hallmark shows. He'll let me watch my, like, corny movies.
Mm-hmm.
He'll watch all the baking stuff, literally from, like, Thanksgiving all the way to, like, New Year's.
Great British Bake Off is kind of...
He does do that one with me, yes. Cool. So he does do those things. But other than that, I think...
And she's also... What I've gotten into the past few years is anime.
Yes!
Yeah, so
he's gotten me into it.
Anything specific?
I mean, I just finished Naruto Shippuden.
I saw your hat you brought in.
Bleach, Akatsuki.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Itachi.
He got me to finish Hunter x Hunter.
And
what was the other one I watched?
Oh, Full Metal Alchemist.
It's really good.
So you're vintage, like, anime, okay. Yeah. No Attack on Titan yet.
I watched Attack on Titan.
My Hero Academia.
Not Demon Slayer yet. My Hero Academia. I'm like, I honestly feel, like, bad because I'm like, I could have been watching these.
Right?
I would have loved these.
So now you guys are doing this together?
I don't watch Bleach, but I've heard of it. I heard it's really good.
Okay, Bleach is
Or Death
cool.
Note, I heard that's also really good, too.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't gotten to that one. But If you watch newer ones, Hell's Paradise is really cool.
Yeah, Ron, let's check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
You watch Vinland Saga?
I don't. I take all recommendations. If you have recommendations, if anyone that's listening has recommendations, DM our Instagram.
I'll give you my list later. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Any show recommendations or anime?
I didn't think he was gonna get me into anime. I don't know, but
it's good.
But it's good, and it is a way that we like watch together. Like we'll watch an episode here and there at night, and you know, without the kids. So, yeah, so well, One Piece is like 7,000 episodes. Yeah.
I think that's what's hard for me. The ones that I missed growing up, like Naruto. Can't do. I tried it once and I was like, there is so many ones, different like types, whatever, but also like so many episodes because I was so far behind when I started. It's overwhelming. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, so I tried it and I stopped, didn't we? Get me wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are some things that we do? I feel like definitely binge watching. Reality TV is our jam since
Rome. Yeah, lots of Love Island.
Yeah, since Rome started, Love Island.
Temptation Island.
Yeah.
We started some Below Deck.
Yeah.
Below Deck.
Yeah, that was interesting. It's like about the life of like crew people on really expensive yachts.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was very intriguing.
Yeah, so we've been doing that since Rome's been born. Watching a lot of shows.
Oh, The Ultimatum and Perfect Match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Ultimatum. I did watch that one.
Yeah.
But before Rome,
did you guys watch what was that one on Netflix?
Love Is Blind.
No.
Perfect Match.
Oh, the social media one.
Oh, Circle.
We went crazy on the Circle. But then once we got to season the last season, we didn't watch.
Yeah, the later seasons weren't as good.
It was because it's like more strategic.
Exactly. Yeah. They figured it out. They're like, it's not really authentic, and so
the first one is probably the best one.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The first one's really good.
Yeah, I feel like we used to enjoy working out together, but now we don't have the time, and figuring out a schedule to work out together is, like, rough.
We try to work out together.
I just got
sometimes
gym equipment back.
Yes, so hopefully.
Nice.
He's a personal trainer, too, so.
Well, I mean, let me.
I was like, Dave doesn't do that, so.
I got some stuff.
Give me swole. Let's go. I feel like before Rome, some of the things that, like, you know, we traveled a lot, we adventured, we drank a lot.
Sports together.
Yeah. We did like co-ed stuff together,
bike riding,
and did a lot of adventures. And it shifted once we had a kid. I'm curious for you guys, like, how did that shift that self-care and supporting each other before a kid change when you guys had your first kid? And then how'd that change?
Well, I feel like we wasted a lot of time before we had kids, or like didn't realize how much time we had. And I feel like looking back, I'm like shit, I wish we would have used
to do
more time, like more efficiently or effectively. But obviously, like what we did brought us to where we are. So it is what it is, you know? But I feel like we just, we did do a lot of like hiking and outdoor stuff. Cause we lived in Hawaii and then we lived in Colorado. So
such
we moved.
Outdoor adventure stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We did a lot of stuff like those kinds of things. We were very outdoorsy people.
Yeah. In Colorado, we kind of, you know, added some friends that took us mountain climbing.
Oh, fun.
Rock climbing. Rock climbing, which was
like harness or bouldering.
Harness.
Okay. Yeah. Like bouldering. I would love that.
Yeah, I know how to. No. But yeah, so we did a lot of outdoor stuff.
I'd love to boulder, but
I went to college in a very heavy, like, outdoorsy area, and bouldering's really big. All my best friends did it, and I was like, I'm gonna stay firmly on the ground.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So yeah, I think we were like just way more active. Not that we aren't active with our kids because they run around so much, so we move in different ways, but probably not as active as we like want to be and were before, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we look back to on what we used to do and like, oh, how do we get back to those kinds of things that were like are pulling us, you know?
I'm still trying to figure out how to get back to video games.
He really loves video games. Yeah.
It's just not in the cards.
When I play it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a thing, and then I'm gonna keep it on. I don't turn it off, and it's still like my sleep mode's still there. I'm gonna play it again. And it's been like a week and a half. I haven't touched it.
If I find a position for you, this might even convince you.
Oh yeah, they play video games.
We play
at
video
work.
Games at work.
Wait, with the kids?
No. As a team,
us,
the
guys.
What is the team?
We play Injustice.
Like from your homes, you just all log on together? After school, after the kids go,
connect that way. Yeah. And they go out. It's the care team is what they call them. And they all go connect. And
where do you go to play?
It's pretty fun. And the portable.
The portable.
IT guy.
That's
adorable.
Yeah.
Let's talk more after the podcast. I'm curious.
Oh, we talk shit.
Fuck you.
Oh my gosh. It's so,
moral of the story, though, is it's hard to get back to what you were before you had a kid, but that's okay, right?
That's like, fine.
Maybe there'll be a new era.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, honestly, like, I wouldn't have probably created as much as I've created. Like, I didn't even think I had one creative bone in my body is what I felt like, and now like I can sew clothes and
I sort of new things come up. Like my parents are a totally different, I would say, like, and being empty nesters now, all three of their kids are out of the house. Like their relationship is just like in a new era. It's even like, it's adorable. Shout out mom and dad, I love you guys. Like they look so cute together and happy.
They travel
way more than I've ever seen them travel in my whole life. Like their traveling when I was a kid was about us. It was our sports or our things, and they like have done Europe, like parts of Europe, and they are going, I think, to like New York at Christmas. So I just think there's like all these different seasons that you can look forward to.
Yeah. When I think too, we've like done something pretty cool is we've had moved our kids in different places, which is cool.
Yeah, and moving with kids,
and that
Langston was in Hawaii.
Yeah, right? Langston was born in Hawaii, and then he came here, and then I just feel like we travel a lot with our children. And
he went from Gladstone to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now Troutdale.
To Sweet Home.
Oh, and then Troutdale.
And then back to Troutdale.
Yeah. And they're so flexible. Like, kids are just so flexible. And I know it's hard to
instill it in them, right? Like, if you do a lot with them, people always are commenting right now. Like, why do you take Rome plate? Like,
I've even gone to, like, I met my parents in Colorado. We went on a trip, and it was just me traveling with the two kids.
Oh, wow. LA by herself.
I went to Colorado and then California on a plane by myself with both kids. And I think Langston was, like, 3 at the time, and Connor was, like, 1-ish. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy, but they weren't awful either.
The flight attendants were nice too.
Everyone was nice. Like, they
were
all fine.
There's been some issues with flight attendants and kids lately, I think, and like passengers as well.
That was like a year.
Barbers is who we've had issues with.
Oh,
really?
My gosh.
What do you mean?
But we liked it. No, well, yeah, we just come in, and the barber kind of was like, oh, a kid.
Yeah.
Like, and to then, get his haircut?
Yeah.
But he was super good.
Where
like,
did you guys go?
A kid.
Just some random
like
place, I think.
Or
and she was just like, did not want to do his hair, and then he was literally like the best in the sea, and she was like, oh, he's doing so great, and I was
like,
no.
thanks for prejudging my child.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for real.
So we have a barber that like legit does black
hair.
You know what I mean? Because it's important too. Like, people don't always know how to cut my hair. People don't know. You know, it's
somebody
a thing.
Somebody said something to me about her hair the other day, like, oh, when are you gonna cut it? And like, her baby book has like a first haircut as like a photo I put in there. I'm like, she's going to be well over a year old. I'm not cutting her hair for a long time.
Got to convince me to cut Kana's hair. Like, Kana's got to be in an incident or something at school with someone cutting her hair before you're like, you're cutting my baby's hair.
It's so beautiful. Why would I touch it?
Yeah. No.
Has that, like, you know, at being both like biracial and then like not creating, but creating essentially like biracial children, like, has that played a role in like how you parent?
Oh, we made him.
Thank you, Jordan. Yes.
Has that changed how you parent, the environment you put them in, the school you put them in?
Yeah.
How has that kind of changed things?
The reflection that I've done just based on that is,
absolutely. I have a lot of anxiety
around it. Go into a lot of the decisions that we make. So, you know, that's why I recommend the school I work at. You know, just because.
And even though we live like 30 minutes from Jordan's school, like, I think even if Jordan were to ever move on from that school, we would make the decision to do that, because it's important for us to have our kids see other people who look like them, right? And I feel like I went to a very predominantly white school, and there's times where I felt uncomfortable or out of place, but I also changed who I was to fit into that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously it's around us and it is what it is, but I just want our kids to like be well-rounded and to understand what it's like. And I just, all the stuff going on.
It's like similar to me thinking like I didn't watch these animes because of like the stigma of like, oh, you watch anime, you geek type thing. It's like, oh, I'm a basketball player, like you know. But now I'm watching them like as I'm older. I'm like, this would have helped me so much. Like, I would have felt more
inspired. The different messaging in there. And just like it's crazy. I work out to like Analyst. So, like, it's like anime, like, different, like, bunch of like, I think EDM music, but like, has like anime voiceovers of like the different like shows of the powerful moments of like Vegeta, like, for like, you know, his pride and talking about that stuff. And it's like, it hits different.
It like, really does. Yeah. So, I'm like, you know, growing up, there's parts of myself that I'd like, you know, I didn't, oh, I can't be a part of that culture because it has this negative stigma about it. But now I'm like, you know, so you know, you actually like experience it, you're like, that's not bad at all. Like, I wish I would have known. I wish I didn't cut that part out from me, like, to try not to be something, like, try to be this or try to be that. Like, I wish I would have just like learned from it, like, just get to know it, understand it and stuff. And so it's, you know,
I think for
like being
artists,
a part of that and like not being a part of an environment where it's like, no, don't do it. Just be like this. This is how it should be. This is how it should be.
I think we want a very like open household. Like, you know what I mean? Where like our kids can ask questions or, and they're growing up in a time where Jordan literally is like, kids are identifying as animals at school. And it's just like a whole different world on top of our kids also being mixed. Right.
Yeah.
And so you're just combining all of these things. And so just being as open with our kids as possible and as truthful and like allowing them to have that space to present whatever comes up in their life. And I don't know, not to essentially like lead them in a direction, but allow them to like be guided where they need to go. And hey, where they want to, if you do this thing, this might happen. But if you do this thing, this might happen. It's up to you, you know, essentially we're like, the generation we grew up in was a lot of like,
nope, this is what you do. Exactly. This is where you go. This is what you need to do. If you do this, this
is
like,
this is how you be successful. Yeah. These are all the things. Right. And so, yeah, it's just, it's crazy. And you guys will experience that with Rome as well. And how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely something we talk about, which is like, you know, as we are transitioning and moving somewhere else, we talk definitely about the environment our kids are going to be in, the population that they're exposed to. And so we talk about just intentionally, you know, putting them in environments where they see themselves. Yeah. So making sure that our kids are being represented in the things that they watch, that around the family members and other people that look like them. And really just fostering like kind of what you said, an openness of like support to help them understand and have safety to explore and talk about the things that in this world that are really scary and confusing, not tell them what they need to be or who they need to be. Like, I know oftentimes I always say, like, you know, because like our daughter's like in the 95th percentile and like height, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're gonna be an athlete, basketball, let's go. And then like Courtney reminds me, like, and she also can choose not to do that, and that's okay too. And like I say that as like a joke in the sense of like, I would love, for her to be athletic and play sports, but if that's not her choice, I'm not going to push her and force her to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to help her make...
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. You tell him, bro.
Yeah, you tell me.
And just like to reiterate, we're in the 99th percentile for high school. Oh!
99.
You tell him.
But yeah, just wanting to like foster our kids and like an environment to help them grow into who they want to be, not who I want them to be or who Courtney wants them to be. And it's a hard, I have to remind myself often, because I think I often like say things in my head like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this. I really hope you do this. But it's like, it's okay that if you don't do that too. Yeah,
absolutely.
And those sacrifices that, you know, we often talk about, like my parents, for example, like, you know, grew up, both my parents are from like from the East Coast. They met and they moved to Portland, and me and my siblings growing up, when I was like, I think before elementary school, my parents decided to move me from North Portland, which was really like diverse at the time in like the 90s, to Clackamas, which is very, very, you know, white. And
to this day,
to this day. And they intentionally had the conversation and did that, understanding that I'm going to be put in this environment that's different than me, and I'm going to change because of the environment I'm in. But the, unfortunately, at the time, the access and the resources that environment gave, like, they felt like that outweighed me developing in my own culture, my identity, which I look back now and I'm like, I have my mixed feelings, like frustration and anger about, like, you know, like not being able to, you know, be represented and see myself as much and all the things I experienced while I was in that culture, you know, in Clackamas. And I understand, like, also in that environment, I was able to get access to all these things. Okay, I played sports. Like, yeah. I met these people. And through that, I also found people who looked like me. Like, Coach Hayes was someone who really, like, playing football was really someone who I connected with, one of the only, like, black, like, coaches I've ever had, yeah. You know, or staff member, like, or teachers, you know. And so that was something that was really important to me, which is why I Absolutely. Even got into the field of school counseling, to be, representation.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's just, we're super similar. And so I think it's just, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that question. And so I think I rambled on.
But. Well, and think about, like, okay, us, like, you know.
About, I was going to say, it was Mr. Osman was, like, another, like, black school counselor I had at elementary school. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's why I wanted to be a school counselor. So it's like, it's
because you don't see that often.
No. Yeah.
But I think about our parents and the decisions that they had to make. And we're like, man, why did they make some of those decisions? But imagine now being a parent, I'm like, Jesus, these decisions are fucking hard. Yeah. Like, making a decision on where our kids go to school. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like, we didn't have very many options in Sweet Home as far as daycares, but Langston was treated very well, and Kana, not so much.
Really?
You know what I mean? And I think, you know, it was just unfortunate. And even there was a school that Kana went to in Portland, and she just got the shit end of the stick. But as a parent, it's like, man, these decisions are hard. Like, where my kid's going to go to school and who they're going to be around. And, like, those are so big in shaping their lives, and they're freaking scary decisions. And, like... Yeah. Imagine, like, how many resources we have now, and, like, our parents had to make
decisions.
They
didn't have Google.
Exactly, yeah. With all this
crap. Damn shit. Yeah.
Jordan's even telling me, like, you know, a lot of the schools he went to were specifically state-funded, and so, like, those weren't very many options, you know, because of the, like, lifestyle and childhood he had, and to no fault of, you know, his own or even his mom. She was a single parent, but it's just, like, man, being a parent is hard, and these decisions are hard, and then when you... throw in race and throw in all these other things, it gets even harder.
So how do you guys support each other, like, through all these things? What are like, what are the ways that, like, you support, like, Jordan supports you, or how you support Jordan? Like, what are things that you guys do to support each other through this?
A lot of conversations.
We talk
honestly
a lot,
we talk like when we can. I don't know if you guys ever experienced this with, like, your friends when you were younger. It would be like you just talk all night, and it felt really cool.
You know, stay up to, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. You're like, whoa, we didn't know.
I mean, how old are we talking? But, like,
I mean, just whenever. I mean, I remember being in the bedroom with my brother. I mean, it was probably, had to have been middle school and up.
Yeah.
I don't think we were having that deep of talks, like, in elementary school.
Yeah.
But just, you know, just, like, really, like, like, you know, just, like, those, like, that's what I was thinking. Oh, like, just kind of connecting. Like, that's what you were thinking. And so we, like... Sometimes we try to just have those conversations, like, hey, we're going to be tired, but, hey, let's just have this conversation.
Yeah. It's going good. And it's good. It feels good,
It feels good. Car ride. I mean, we travel a lot.
Yeah, we travel.
You know,
we drive a lot.
Kids are sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were living
with my... soothing music on.
Mm-hmm. We were living with Grandma out there in Sweet Home, and it was, like, 45 minutes to anything, you know, out and then back. So a lot of conversations were had then. And so, you know, just, I mean, that was kind of forced time-ish.
But it kind of helped you feel like that was what you needed.
Yeah.
And we learned, like, we've been together for a long time. And so we've talked a lot about how we've changed. And, like, if we, like, we say it all the time, like, whoa, if we looked back, like, the 12 years we've been together, like, we're totally different people from those people, like, from our college days. And I think just the conversations we have and the realness, we're always... 90% of the time on the same page, and we have very similar goals.
90?
Ish, right?
Would you give us a 90?
I'd say 85.
The wife's always right, right?
I think there's just, like, a, you know, sometimes we do disagree, but, like, I think we always come to, like, a really good agreement.
Yeah,
and a compromise. And we both feel really good about it, but I feel like unless we had those hard conversations and... so yeah, that's a way we really connect.
My self-care is also giving my wife a hard time, you know?
Yeah, literally.
I think David's is as well, so.
Yeah.
90? Really? That's what you think? Yeah.
I don't know if this is appropriate, but like intimacy, we have, you know, we do really a really good job of like making sure, like, even though we have two small children, we take time for ourselves to like be intimate and do things. We can't always be like super romantic, and we don't always have the time to like go in, go on a dinner date or do all these things.
She's mad. You know, my brother just took his wife to Mexico.
Babe, why am I not going to Mexico?
A candlelit dinner in a tent on the beach. She's like, wow. Oh, it must be nice. Like, hey.
But we do take the time to like spend time with each other and, you know, when the kids are down and stuff. And so I think that's super important, because I feel like if we lost that in the chaos of like all the pressure of like two children and the household and all those things, it just like becomes a lot. And so it's like another way.
From conversation too.
Yeah. Which stimulates a lot of that stuff. And so, yeah.
And now it's time for our win and woe. This is something that is, over the last week, something that happened that was really positive, that you really enjoyed or were really proud of, and something that was not so great that you maybe wish was different or that you didn't enjoy. And so I'm going to have Courtney start us off.
Okay, well, I always like to start with my woe, because I like to end on a high note, thinking about positive things. So my woe is from today. I snapped at David on the phone when he was on his way home today, and I was just feeling a little overwhelmed. I was home with Rome by myself and trying to clean, but she is in a very clingy stage. Yeah, making things a little difficult for me, and I snapped, so I'm sorry, and I felt really bad, and that's my woe, because that was a whoopsie, and I shouldn't have took that out on you.
Well, I appreciate you apologizing. It's okay, I understand.
Yeah,
but you know, good. Just trying to ask questions.
I know,
what should we get these two from the store? She's like, I don't know, I told you, and I was like, yeah, but I asked you to text me to remind me.
I was like, I need you to just make your own decision, my friend. I was like, all right,
we're getting Triscuits and Modelos.
And then my win is that Rome is so close to rolling, and I feel so proud of her. She's like pulling her legs up and holding them like independently all on her own and rocking from both sides. And so we're very excited and very proud of her, even though we're terrified.
Yeah. I just hear like, we were talking about like, oh, we wanted to have them. We're so excited. And then everyone that has kids are like, yeah, until it happens. And then you're like, shit.
Yeah, because then they go everywhere.
Yeah, then they move.
Yeah, and shit falls on them, and it just...
Great, cool.
I don't... Yeah, love that. I'm just... Sorry, I'm just, like, looking at me, like...
You're done.
Yeah,
you're screwed.
You're done.
They're baby assessing our house for crawling, and we got an F.
We'll pay you to come assess our next home, then, yeah.
Sounds like we got an F.
But that's my win and win. Thank you. You're welcome.
Raquel, Jordan, who would like to go first?
I can go first. I'll start with my bow. I like that idea. I think like Friday this week, was like my whatever, however many days straight working in a row, from work. And so I haven't worked that hard at this company that I worked for, ever. And it's just the dynamic is changing. And so for me, that was like a real woe, because I think it's like a realization that I'm not happy in my job and like what I'm doing. And so it was a heavy woe this week.
Yeah, that was heavy.
So trying to figure out what I want to do in that aspect, because it's affecting my self-care and all these other things, right? Mm-hmm. And my family, and
you could Jordan yeah. He's smiling like, yeah.
So, yeah.
What else happened Friday?
And then my win is I am introverted. And so Jordan, his friend from work, his girlfriend was coming to town, and she sews as well, and was like, hey, she can come to the house and sew, which like gave me a lot of anxiety, and thought it was going to be a woe situation. And it actually ended up being really nice. We had a really good conversation.
Oh, fun.
She sewed up something. I helped her do some stuff, and it actually like took me away from work for a little bit, like a little break, which I don't take often. And so it was a nice win. Yeah. Surprising win.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was nice. Awesome.
You gonna go, David? You want Jordan to run us out?
I can go. I'm gonna start with a woe, because it's been on my mind all week, and I bet Courtney, you probably know what it is. So, Ant-Man Quantumania finally came out on Amazon Prime, and I've been so excited to watch it. Me and Courtney have been planning to watch it every night this week. after Rome goes to bed. And we haven't been able to watch it just because either Rome goes to sleep late or it's late and we're like, we're not going to put a 2.5 hour movie on at like 10 o'clock.
Fall asleep.
And so we haven't been able to watch it. We've been pushing it back. And I actually got happy hour with one of my colleagues, one of my friends, who's a school counselor at Discovery. And we brought that up. And he was like, yeah, I mean, when you become a parent, those things happen. And you plan to do things. And unfortunately, like, kids take precedent and, like, those things get pushed back. And, yeah, it makes a lot of sense now. A lot of the friends that I talk about have kids. I'm like, hey, have you watched this new show? Have you watched this new Disney Plus show? And they're like, no, it's on our list to watch. We haven't watched it yet. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you haven't watched it? It's right there. You literally can stream it.
Come on.
And so now understands everyone.
And so now I now understand kind of like
that. So essentially he says sorry to all those people.
So I'm sorry. Tim Bigley and Latoya Bigley, I'm sorry for judging you for not watching all of the Disney Plus stuff because I understand now that... You know, you just can't.
Take some time.
I'm still trying to watch Godzilla.
I won't let him watch it in our house. Watch it. No. You can go watch that somewhere else.
Godzilla! And then a win this week is that we got accepted an offer on a house in Gladstone. Yeah, so I'm really excited. It's a really
Happy
beautiful,
rock.
Yeah, really beautiful home. What'd you say?
Happy Rock.
Happy
That's
rock.
What they call it.
Happy Rock. Happy Rock.
Rock. I was like, wait, what?
We've always said that.
Yeah, so I'm just super fortunate and thankful to have the ability to, yeah, for that to happen, and privilege for that to happen, and so we're excited to start, you know, that transition and. Yeah, continue to raise our daughter and our kids in that home. And so I'm super pumped about that. So that's a big win that was weighing on my mind all week. And we got the news yesterday.
Oh,
nice. Or yesterday, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. Awesome. So, yeah.
That's cool.
That's a win.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. You want to finish this out?
Yeah. I guess my woe this week is a little self-centered.
That's okay.
As it should be. It's okay.
My woe was, you know, Friday. What was it, like 85 something out?
It was,
beautiful weather. So, you know, I work at an elementary school, and, you know, everybody, I guess, decided to enjoy the sunshine and not come to work.
No way.
So I was doing duties all week, all day.
Oh.
That day. And I had, like, you know, there's a couple things I really wanted to get done at work, and but I just didn't, you know, because, like, as in parenting, if you work at lunch, you know, kids come first.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to make sure they all get their lunches.
Oh,
all,
gosh.
Get their breakfast. And, you know, our lunch set up is like 3 hours long. So I did K through fifth grade lunch.
Woo!
And, yeah, you know, then after that, you know, I still kind of met with some people. Too. And then I had a track meet to go to, which I was late to. So I missed
That's
a couple
a
throwers.
Day.
And, you know, but that was my woe. Thankfully my win a few weeks ago was, you know, being able to stay centered, be water, you know, flow. So I've been practicing that a lot lately.
Love that.
Yeah.
Meditating, mindfulness.
Mindfulness for sure.
Love it.
And then my win this week just slipped my mind.
It'll come to you.
What's my win this week?
One day.
I have no idea.
You have two kids. You have a wife. You have...
I cooked for you all week. I prepped your lunch.
Ooh, except she's getting it. No, I cooked for you all week.
What was my win? Wow, you guys, I am so sorry. It really just slipped my mind.
It's okay.
It's okay. While you're thinking about it, I can share one person that sent in a win and woe. Actually, a win this week was from Keith Lee. Who is also AKA Courtney's father and AKA
Papa.
He shared that my win is that I can swing a golf club again. He is a PGA pro.
And he's a professional golfer.
And working on some PT to get kind of healthy again.
Nice.
But he can swing a golf club again. And that I have three wonderful grandchildren. And so that was his win. He did not share a woe, and that is...
He's
fine.
A big fan of the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Jordan, did it come to you?
Hopefully, I gave you enough time.
I didn't. But.
You pick another one?
Yeah, let me think about another one. Oh, my win was. Oh, oh my boom. God.
We're here. We're back. We're back. Oh,
I had not laughed so hard at work in so long. Oh. There's like a few stories.
Are you going to actually tell the story?
No, I'm not going to tell the story.
We'll tell it after the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's funny. Say that. Now everyone's going to want to wonder. No, hey, keep tuning in. Make it
future. Maybe one day we'll
one
stop
day
it.
We'll be back.
I'm gonna be back.
But I was laughing so hard this week at work.
Really?
So hard. There's just three incidences that happened. Not incidents, like negative things, but just three events. I was all over the place, like hurting. My abs were hurting. I'm getting my abs back for the summer. But that was my big win this week, was just a lot of laughs at work.
Oh.
A lot of laughs. And then Friday happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really just taking the, I mean, education's hard. And supporting students and everything that's been going on, and just like kids are struggling and things can get very just like dark and gloomy, and having those moments where like a funny thing happens or a kid says something that's like super fucking stupid or like super funny because it's like super above their developmental age. Okay. And you're like,
maybe I'll share one of the stories.
Okay.
Let me share it. I was like, okay, so man, okay, so I don't know if you guys know, but Jerry Springer passed away.
Yeah.
We did see that
yesterday.
Okay, Jerry.
Rest in peace, Jerry.
All right. So that day, Jerry's spirit had to have been in our school.
Jerry Springer's spirit was in your school.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'll just say it like this. There's student one, student two, student three.
Okay.
All right.
Two of the students are twins.
Student one, not in this story.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Springer. So student two is a twin, but the other twin had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Student one and student three, you know, student one confessed love. You know, they're 6, 7 years old.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it gets bad. It's bad.
It gets bad.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. It's not cute.
Enjoy it while you can.
It's not cute. It's
it's funny.
Student one, confesses love for student two.
Okay.
Right? Student two says yes.
Oh.
Okay. Recess time, a few minutes pass by. Student three comes up and says, I want you.
Student two
says yes.
Oh, student right. two.
But you student says, one is
you later.
Oh my gosh. Student three chokes student two.
Student one chokes three or three chokes one?
No. Three student one still two.
Chokes
two. One chokes two.
Because
they both express love to two.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so one got mad at two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're choking him out.
Because you said.
I'm not a player. I just crush him up.
These are 6 year olds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so I love this.
Welcome to public education.
And it was the same day Jerry Springer passed away, so they were all just dying in
Jerry,
the care team.
Yeah. Jerry. You know,
that's my man.
We made sure like that's not okay.
Totally,
all this stuff.
Yeah. But
I mean, just
outside of talking to Jerry,
they were dying.
Yeah.
Everyone was safe. It ended fine. That's hilarious.
Shout out to Jerry Springer. We needed you. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Do you have any final thoughts on self-care?
I had one thing that I wanted to share with you guys and, you know, anybody, is pictures.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gets really hard sometimes, especially when they are going through their toddler stages and just those transitions. To like look back at like pictures where they are enjoying themselves, even if you weren't enjoying yourself in that moment, but you look back and it's like, wow, I miss that.
Mm. It's so true because I had a really hard time when I was living with Jordan's grandma and taking care of her. Mm-hmm. And it was probably like the hardest time of my life.
Wow.
And I look back and we have the most beautiful pictures of our kids. And I think I forget a lot of what happened, and I'm just
the
like...
The good stuff of what happened, yeah.
I forget a lot of the bad.
Oh, really?
And I'm just like, wow.
From
our kids were having so much fun.
It brings a lot of perspective.
And it brings a lot of joy and perspective to my heart, even for those moments, and I'm grateful. And so I know it gets really hard, and even to ourselves, like, it gets hard, but just having those photos.
Just knowing like they're still enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and they're so happy. In those
moments, even if we're not. Yeah. I love that. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. So, even pictures, if the photos are like, you're like, geez, babe, why would you take that photo of me? I don't look so great.
I do that regularly.
Yeah. It's just take them. It's
I have worth countless it. Pictures of the kids in all types of configurations sleeping on my wife.
Yeah. And imagine like with like also that and then just like relationships too. It was like having pictures of the adventures in your relationships too are really important too. Because you look back at those things when things are hard with you and your partner or just like looking back to the things that you guys did together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it just brings you back into that space.
Oh. Yeah. That's amazing. And I know we didn't get to talk about, because like, as you were talking, I was like, oh my gosh, I wanted to talk about your second birth, because me and my roommate were in our room, and I remember Jordan coming down, knocking and saying, hey, I just want to let you know we're doing a home birth. If you hear yelling, that's why. Please don't call the cops. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then me and Sergio were like upstairs or whatever, and we heard just like, sound like an anime character that's powering up, and we were like, what the fuck's happening?
Which you now know.
Which now I know.
What popping that sounded.
Exactly. Popping out a baby. It sounded like an exorcism, and it was a wild experience to hear from another house in the room. But
I got home from lunch and they were like, we think she died. And I was like, what?
And it was
say that?
Oh, it was it was fast. It was a nice fast birth.
Yeah. I was at the same thing. I came the first birth, I went to work.
Which you shouldn't have.
I probably shouldn't have. They got me. I came back in and
I was waiting for him. I literally couldn't wait to walk.
Yeah, and then that first
like you could have pushed him out before like you got there.
Like
but I was having I had my mom there only. Was my dad there? Yeah, my dad was there, my best friend, and I was just like, where's my husband?
Yeah.
I just like needed him.
But the first I don't know, if you guys watch Bleach or whatever, the anime, the spiritual pressure that you feel from that, the contraction roar, breath that they that you give when that contraction comes, just like it. I've never felt anything like it, and it was. I thought it was amazing. I was like, this is so powerful.
Yeah, and you got to catch our first baby.
Second.
Yeah, but you got to be the only person there, really.
So. We'll have to have you guys on another episode, or you know, a Mimosa Mama or Dingus a Dad's episode, where it's just mom and dad episode specifically in the future. We'd love to have you, but we want to say thank you so much for joining us and look forward to having you back again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And if any listeners have any questions about for our guests or want to share their comments, feel free to DM Room to Rome as our Instagram account, or leave a voice message and we can feature that if you want to share your winner or woe, and we can feature that on our next episode. All right. Take care.